Hello everyone, and welcome to WINS Certified Agent Applications Program. Today we're going to take a focused, hands-on look at ALIS Agent, what it is, and more importantly, how you can use it to level up your day-to-day financial work. At its core, ALIS Agent is an intelligent agent infused with advanced artificial intelligence technologies. In practice, it is a smart assistant embedded in professional financial workflows. Built on WINS' vast, trusted financial databases and cutting-edge artificial intelligence algorithms, ALIS Agent delivers strong analytical and data processing capabilities. Whether you're doing routine data retrieval, tracking fast-moving market developments, or tackling more complex tasks like investment strategy analysis, ALIS can quickly understand your intent through intelligent interaction and self-learning, then produce precise, structured outputs. The goal is simple. Materially improve your efficiency and the accuracy of your decisions. In this course, we will systematically break down ALIS Agent's application logic across a variety of financial scenarios and share practical tips that you can apply immediately. By earning WINS specialized certification, you add a hard-earned, credible credential to your professional profile and position yourself to ride the fintech wave from the front. So let's lift the veil on ALIS Agent and explore a new paradigm for efficient professional financial work. Before we get hands-on, a quick industry backdrop will help frame why agents matter right now. On March 6, 2025, the Monica team announced Manus, one of the earliest general-purpose agents, and opened it for beta testing. On the surface, it looked like a routine launch, but the reaction across the artificial intelligence community and capital markets was telling. This was not just a faster search box or a nicer interface. It represented a capability shift from tools that mainly extract data and run predefined analytics to agents that can reason, plan, and execute end-to-end workflows. To make that concrete, consider the GAIA benchmark, which you can think of as a multi-level task evaluation probing whether an agent understands a problem, lays out a plan, and carries it through. In published results, the black line, representing Manus, leads prior systems across level 1 to level 3. The point isn't a single leaderboard number. It's how the gap widens as tasks become more multi-step. That is precisely where traditional tools struggle and where financial professionals spend much of their time, stitching together data retrieval, diagnostics, modeling, and reporting into coherent deliverables. Translate that into our domain. In finance, jobs like tracking market and policy moves, building and validating strategies, preparing client-ready materials, and reviewing risks are not one-click actions. They are chained workflows with many moving parts and a high bar for accuracy and traceability. A capable agent doesn't replace domain judgment. It shoulders orchestration, scoping the task, pulling public data, running the right checks, catching gaps, and drafting a structured first output that a human can audit and refine. If the agent can reliably take 30 to 50% of the mechanical burden off your plate, you redirect time to higher order work, validating assumptions, interpreting edge cases, and making decisions you can defend. This is the backdrop for WINS ALIS Agent. We recognize both the disruptive potential of agents in professional workflows and the constraints of our field. Data quality and provenance, cost of use, and the need to fit real processes rather than toy demos. ALIS is our response, an agent designed to be a partner embedded in financial workflows. As we go deeper, keep in mind how this capability connects to the course objective, making everyday analysis faster to run, easier to audit, and more consistent across teams. Right after this backdrop, we'll bring the discussion back to practical, hands-on ALIS workflows. In hands-on tests, agent systems like Manus have shown something genuinely useful. With minimal prompting, they can automate complex research chains. Ask for a macro and market read, a scan of relevant instruments or funds, and a strategy-style backtest or diagnostics. The agent proposes a plan, retrieves data, runs analyses, and organizes the output into a structured brief. That is a meaningful step beyond simple retrieval or single-step computation, and it maps to how professionals already think, define the question, break it down, gather evidence, synthesize, and recommend. However, finance is a high-stakes environment where small errors compound quickly, so two bottlenecks stand out. First, data coverage and fidelity. We saw encouraging self-healing behavior catching issues like parameter errors and patching code mid-run, but relying solely on public open APIs, the system could not access certain high-frequency A-share or granular datasets required for precise replication. It had to continue with simulated inputs downstream. That's fine for illustrating a concept. It is not acceptable for production-grade decisions that require traceability down to the source and timestamp. Second, cost. In testing phases, pricing and task credit consumption made complex multi-step jobs expensive for everyday use and not particularly friendly at institutional scale either. When the marginal cost of an iteration is high, teams run fewer iterations. That undermines one of the key benefits of agents: rapid hypothesis testing and fast convergence to robust answers. These observations suggest a simple path forward if we want agents to move from novelty to broad, inclusive use in finance. On the technology side, we need deeper iteration on planning reliability, tool integration, and error recovery, so long chains run consistently without babysitting. On the economic side, compute and orchestration costs must fall so that iterative analysis becomes the default, not a luxury. With Alice Agent at Wind, we designed around these pain points from the outset. On data, we prioritize reliability and provenance. Every figure should point back to a source and time. On workflow, we align outputs to professional needs, not a wall of text, but structured briefs, tables, and checklists, ready to drop into a deck or memo. On cost, we target a usage model that makes everyday iteration practical, so you can rerun with a new window or parameter without second guessing whether it's worth it. Bringing this back to today's course, that matters because professional financial work thrives on iteration and auditability. You want to run the same framework across multiple use cases, compare outputs apples to apples, and understand where differences come from. An agent that plans the chain, pulls the right public data, runs standardized diagnostics, and produces a consistent first draft becomes a force multiplier. You still own the judgment. The agent accelerates the path to a defendable, repeatable conclusion. Now let's focus on how to operationalize Alice Agent in your day-to-day workflow. At a high level, Alice is a workflow-native research partner. Rather than merely answering a single question, it proposes and executes a chain of steps: scoping the task, sourcing public data, running appropriate diagnostics, checking for gaps, and drafting a structured output you can review, annotate, and finalize. Here's how we'll proceed so the connection from capability to practice is crystal clear. First, we'll outline what Alice does in concrete financial scenarios you face every week: routine data retrieval and market monitoring, quick policy and event reads, strategy diagnostics and simple replications, and assembling client-ready briefs with sources and timestamps. Everything we show will rely on public information to keep results reproducible and transparent. Second, we'll walk through lifestyle cases that show Alice at work end-to-end, a market and policy snapshot, a replication-style diagnostic that compares stated objectives with realized behaviors using public holdings or price data, and a scenario-based sensitivity read to illustrate how exposures or strategies behave under different market conditions. The goal isn't to crown a winner, but to show how a structured process surfaces trade-offs and yields more consistent decisions. Third, we'll connect these cases to the features you'll use most in practice: how to phrase prompts so Alice proposes a sensible plan, how to require citations and timestamps so you can audit outputs, how to iterate without losing the thread, and how to package the result into a memo or slide. We'll also point out where View Full Report gives you richer presentation-ready pages, and how the System Plaza's pre-configured agents deliver YCWIG experiences. What the title promises is what the agent does. Finally, we'll preview the hands-on segment of this certification. You'll run through a guided workflow from query to report, see how data is automatically sourced with Wind as the primary database for provenance, and practice refining outputs. None of this replaces your expertise, it amplifies it. The promise of Alice is not to think for you, but to help you think faster, check more angles, and document your reasoning more clearly. With that roadmap in mind, let's move into the demonstrations and start putting Alice Agent to work. Riding the current wave of artificial intelligence agent development, we at Wind have anchored Alice Agent in a clear understanding of real investment research pain points. The aim is straightforward: build an agent that fits professional workflows where data accuracy, provenance, and the cost of operating multi-step analyses matter most. Alice is more than a tool you query once. It's a dedicated partner designed to orchestrate work from question to deliverable. At a systems level, Alice Agent is a modular, extensible platform for building and running agentic workflows on top of large language models. Think low-code for agents. You can compose tasks with natural language prompts, attach tools and data connectors, and have Alice plan and execute the chain. Whether or not you have a development background, you can use Alice to define how an analysis should run, what data to pull from public sources in the Wind terminal, what diagnostics to apply, and how to package the result. In short, it lowers the barrier to turning domain know-how into repeatable, auditable applications. How does the human-artificial intelligence interaction actually work? You can think of Alice's operation as a tightly connected loop of three stages that run end-to-end and iterate when needed. Perception, information intake and grounding. Alice gathers signals, tags, and structured, unstructured data, normalizes formats, and attaches citations and timestamps to establish provenance, decision, reasoning, and planning. With memory and state, Alice decomposes the task, chooses tools and methods, reconciles conflicting inputs, and drafts a solution path. This statefulness is what elevates an agent beyond a basic generative model. Action, execution, and delivery. Alice turns plans into outputs, querying datasets and APs, running calculations, generating tables and charts, and producing a structured brief or full report you can audit and refine. Consider a concrete investment research scenario. You need a cross-house view of market conditions and a factor-based scan of candidate funds. In the perception phase, Alice collects public market data, relevant announcements, and recent fund materials. In the decision phase, it proposes a plan what windows to use, which factor diagnostics to run, how to compare funds apples to apples, and flags gaps for your approval. In the action phase, it executes the workflow, compiles tables with sources and timestamps, and delivers a draft narrative with charts. The experience feels seamless to you, but under the hood, it's a chain of tasks stitched together reliably. Because these stages work in concert, and because they're repeatable, Alice becomes a genuinely useful assistant for finance. It helps you move from intent to verifiable output faster, with greater consistency, while keeping you in control of the judgment calls that matter. Next, let's take a closer look at the advantages Alice Agent delivers in real-world scenarios, and why it performs differently from general-purpose assistants. First, domain specialization. Alice is built by Wind for finance. It integrates the Wind Financial Terminal's broad, finance-grade datasets, equities, bonds, funds, futures, macro, and more alongside public information. That gives both research and execution a solid, auditable foundation. As we noted earlier with non-vertical agents, when finance-grade data access is missing, the analysis may look fluent but won't be reliably domain-aware. Alice's tight integration with financial workflows and the broader Wind ecosystem is a key differentiator. Second, robust data processing and provenance. Alice is designed to handle complex multi-source financial data with precision, consistent identifiers, time alignment, currency normalization, and versioned snapshots. Every figure carries a citation and timestamp, enabling traceability back to the underlying source. That reduces guesswork and makes review faster. Third, an advanced but pragmatic technology stack. Alice leverages Wind's in-house financial language models for domain context and can interoperate with external intelligent systems, for example, specialized sequence or retrieval engines, when appropriate. Tool use is a first-class capability. SQL connectors, analytics modules, charting, and document templates are part of the toolkit, which helps curb hallucinations by grounding outputs in retrieved facts and executed computations. Fourth, expert-level financial knowledge that stays current. Alice incorporates curated financial knowledge and continuously refreshes public signals, policy calendars, macro prints, earnings events, so its plans and summaries remain aligned with market dynamics and business scenarios. The goal is not to replace expertise, but to keep the assistant context aware and reduce low-value lookups. Fifth, reliability shaped by a broad user base. Wind has iterated with institutional users for decades. That operational experience informs Alice's stability, ergonomics, and the last-mile features professionals need, such as ready-to-use report skeletons, audit checklists, and export formats for slides or memos. Finally, an end-to-end professional service experience. Alice is not just a chat box. It's a one-stop workspace where you can design flows, run them, and package results. In certification and training settings, instructors and learners can use the same agent to explore workflows, while production users can lock templates for consistency and governance. Taken together, these strengths make Alice a professional, efficient, and reliable finance-focused assistant. In practice, you get through core tasks, data processing, analysis, and decision support, faster and with fewer errors, and you can standardize recurring work without sacrificing judgment or transparency. Now let's move from principles to practice and see where Alice Agent shines in day-to-day work. The common thread across use cases is simple. You describe your intent in natural language. Alice breaks it into tasks, reasons through the plan, calls the right.
请关注公众号,思维纪要社,更多纪要请加V,CN2021-0130.
Tools and returns a structured, source-backed output. Here are illustrative scenarios across the financial value chain, each grounded in public information and Wind data. Markets, research, and trading, banks and buy side, liquidity and flow snapshot. Generate a morning brief with Dr. 007, Schieber moves, key curve points, 1Y3Y10YCGB and IRS, major index performance and today's macro event calendar. Alice pulls the data, plots small multiples, and drafts a one-pager with citations. Strategy diagnostics. Run a factor exposure scan on these candidate ETFs over 6/12-month windows. Summarize stability and regime sensitivity. Alice executes the plan and compiles tables and a short narrative. Wealth, retail advisory product explicable and compliant copy drafting. Produce a client-friendly one-pager comparing two public funds, objectives, fees, historical volatility, and risk factors using public documents. Alice assembles facts and drafts multiple tone variants with a reminder to conduct compliance review before use. Risk and corporate banking overlays public signal watch list. Monitor a borrower set for rating actions, major announcements, and price dislocations. Roll up a weekly digest with links. Alice scans public disclosures and markets, then produces an audit-ready summary. Insurance and insurance asset management allocation support. Create a monthly cross-asset snapshot, bonds, equities, FX, commodities, and outline three scenario paths with public drivers. Alice drafts the pack and flags data updates for the next run. Listed companies and IR investor ready Q&A. Summarize last quarter's earnings points, guidance, and peer comparisons from public materials. Generate 10 anticipated investor questions with answers. Alice cites pages and links and packages the result for briefing. Media and research publishing fast turnaround briefs. Write a news-style summary of today's major market movers with charts and sources. Alice Auto builds a short article and a chart deck for quick publication. Brokerages and securities firms, watchlist intelligence. Update the house watchlist with overnight moves, earnings, and policy headlines. Create a two-slide What Changed deck. Alice assembles a concise set of slides with footnotes and timestamps. Across these examples, the pattern is consistent. Perception, gather and cite. Decision, plan and check. Action, execute, and package. If you need deeper dives, many agents expose a view full report option with richer data and a presentation ready layout. And the System Plaza's pre-configured agents are WYSIWYG. What the title promises is exactly what the agent delivers. We'll close this section with a practical tip. To get the most from Alice, phrase prompts to elicit a plan, outline your steps and list required data before running, require sources and timestamps, cite datasets and last updated times, and iterate in small loops. Now rerun with a 3-month window and add a volatility chart. None of this replaces your expertise. It amplifies it, helping you think faster, check more angles, and document your reasoning clearly. Now, let's move on to lifestyle demonstrations and put Alice and Agent to work. All right, let's jump into the terminal and work through live examples. These capabilities are available to terminal users with access to Alice Agent today. We'll start with a macro hot button event to see how Alice plans tasks and retrieves information under real-world complexity. As a case study, take the widely discussed topic of reciprocal tariffs, reported around former U.S. President Donald Trump's proposals in recent media coverage. Policy rhetoric around tariffs has implications for global trade flows, sector margins, currency moves, and risk sentiment. That makes it a good stress test for an agent. Can it quickly assemble a clean timeline, map potential market linkages, and package a coherent brief with sources and timestamps without handholding? Here's what we'll do, step by step. We'll open the terminal, launch Alice Agent, and start a new session with a plain English prompt such as, compile a brief on recent reciprocal tariff proposals. 1. Summarize publicly reported policy points and official statements with dates and links. 2. Outline first-order market linkages, trade, FX, commodities, and sector exposures. 3. Lay out 2 or 3 scenario paths and associated watch items for the next month. Use only public, citable sources and list timestamps. Once we submit this, look at the workflow pane on the right. Alice proposes a plan collect, policy-related headlines and official documents, extract and gate stamp key statements. Assemble a causal map of potential impacts, trade volumes, commodity prices, FX crosses, sector revenue sensitivity. And finally produce a structured brief. As it runs, watch for 3 things that matter in a macro context. First, grounding. Each claim should carry a source and a timestamp. Second, structure. The agent should separate the what we know, confirmed statements and official documents, from the what this could mean, scenario framing, avoiding speculative leaps. Third, traceability. A visible list of sources and an event timeline should be generated so you can audit quickly. When the output drops, we'll see a concise brief, a dated timeline of public statements and official materials, a network sketch of possible first-order linkages, trade partners, and exposed sectors, and 2 or 3 short scenario paths, for example, status quo rhetoric versus tariff implementation with targeted scope, each with a watch list of events, upcoming policy calendars, official releases, key data points. This is precisely the kind of task where analysts can spend hours collating and formatting. Alice compresses that to minutes while keeping citations in place, 2 important caveats which the agent will also flag. 1. Policy proposals evolve always cross-check against official documents. 2. Scenario sections are analytical scaffolds, not predictions. The value is in speed, structure, and auditability. With that in mind, let's run this live in the terminal and review the plan, sources, and output together. Our next example comes from a classic sell-side brokerage workflow, but the same pain point exists on the buy side, an overwhelming volume of research from many brokers and institutions. The question is how to consolidate disparate views into a coherent, up-to-date picture without spending half your day copying and pasting. We'll start in the terminal. Click Agent, open Alice Agent, and instead of creating a new agent from scratch, we'll use a pre-built template. Select China Feed Industry Current Performance and Future Outlook. Under All Agents, on the right, you'll see a purpose statement and the steps the agent will take. Invoke the template and hit Run. For transparency, I'll regenerate this on the spot so you can see the full chain. Watch the workflow panel as it progresses. The pipeline typically includes ingestion of public research abstracts and industry notes. 2. Deduplication and entity extraction, identifying industries, sub-industries, and companies. 3. Classification of views by theme policy, supply-demand, pricing, margins. 4. Sentiment and signal tagging based on the language in the abstracts. And 5. A simple, transparent, prosperity scorecard that synthesizes public indicators and expressed views. Methodologically, that scorecard weighs factors like recent policy changes, price volume trends, and consensus commentary polarity. The key is not the exact weight, but the consistency and citations so you can audit and adjust. As results populate, note the UI layout. On the left, you'll see a source list, broker names, report, titles, dates, and links. In the center, a structured dashboard, industry developments, market performance snapshots, policy impact bullets, and the prosperity scores with brief rationales. On the right, you can open the analysis approach, how entities were tagged, how sentiment was measured, and how the score was computed. Again, the emphasis is on transparency. Take real estate as a concrete example. Recent supportive measures reported publicly, such as reserve requirement adjustments, policy rate moves, or changes to personal housing provident fund loan rates, are captured in the policy timeline and reflected in the score rationale. The agent lists likely drivers to watch and representative companies mentioned in public materials, then assigns a score with links to the underlying sources. Looking across sectors, you might see non-ferrous metals and electronic components showing stronger prosperity readings, driven by global supply chain shifts and reported innovation pipelines, while pharma benefits from breakthroughs in innovative drugs and policy tailwinds. Each sector's logic is spelled out with bullet points and citations. Behind the scenes, Alice is consolidating a very large corpus. The Wind platform hosts millions of reports, extracting comparable elements, and surfacing what matters without losing attribution. Two practical tips here. First, you can adjust parameters in the template, time window, broker list, weighting scheme, and rerun in seconds to test sensitivity. Second, once you're happy with the structure, export to a slide deck or a one-pager, or schedule the workflow to run weekly so the dashboard updates without manual effort. The value isn't just speed. It's repeatability and auditability. Every claim is traceable, every number date stamped. For our third example, let's open the sector-specific agent, China Feed Industry Current Performance and Future Outlook. Click into the agent, and the workflow pane on the right appears automatically. You'll see a clear step-by-step plan. 1. Source and retrieve relevant materials, industry statistics, commodity price series, for example, corn, soybean meal, company disclosures, and policy updates using the Wind Financial Terminal as the primary data source for provenance. 2. Normalize and organize the data aligned time series, unify units and tag entities. 3. Analyze and summarize compile supply demand snapshots, margin proxies, policy timelines, and peer comparisons. And 4. Generate a structured output, a concise brief, plus tables and charts with citations and timestamps. As the agent runs, observe how it grounds each section. For performance, it may plot recent price curves for key inputs and outputs, annotate turning points with dated news or announcements, and highlight spreads relevant to feed producers. For industry structure, it can list leading listed companies, summarize reported capacity and recent earnings points from public documents, and extract risk disclosures. For the outlook, it frames two or three scenarios, baseline, upside, downside, each with drivers, policy, prices, demand, and a short watch list of events. All data in this process is automatically pulled by the system, and by prioritizing the Wind Terminal as the primary database, the agent ensures traceable, verifiable provenance. That makes review and reuse straightforward. Every chart and table carries a source and last updated time, so you can audit or refresh on demand. In many agents, you'll also see a view full report option. Clicking it opens a richer presentation-ready layout, extended data tables, for example, longer history for key commodities, additional charts, seasonality overlays, spread charts, a more detailed company comparison section, and an event timeline you can scroll and filter. It's designed for sharing or presenting without additional formatting. Finally, note that all pre-configured agents in the System Plaza follow a YCWIG philosophy. What the title promises is exactly what the agent delivers. You can run them out of the box, tweak parameters, time windows, coverage lists, to fit your use case, and export results in formats ready for briefings or reports. In the next segment, we'll show how to customize one of these agents, adding a data field, adjusting a scenario weight, and scheduling a weekly refresh, so you can take the off-the-shelf experience and tailor it to your team's workflow. Let's turn to a more complex theory plus practice example, sector rotation. The classic theoretical route is Merrill Lynch's investment clock, 2004. Using roughly 30 years of U.S. data, 1973 to 2004, Merrill mapped the economic cycle to asset rotation and sector strategy, dividing the cycle into four phases along two axes: GDP growth and inflation, recession, recovery, overheating, and stagflation. Each phase tends to favor different asset classes: bonds, equities, commodities, cash, and within equities, it implies different sector leadership. That framework is a useful starting point, but it shows limitations in real-world use, particularly in China's A-share market. Differences in economic structure, policy environment, market microstructure, and investor composition make a one-to-one transplant of the original clock unreliable. As markets evolved, both academics and practitioners pushed the theory forward to better fit China, introducing multi-indicator, regime-aware models, and, more recently, machine learning, deep learning approaches that combine macro, policy, price, volume, and flow signals to improve precision. Why does rotation matter in A-shares, and why is it especially visible here? Three forces stand out. Structural transition in the economy. China is moving through industry upgrades and shifting growth engines. Sectors therefore exhibit very different growth profit trajectories. New energy, artificial intelligence, and biotechnology have expanded rapidly, while traditional heavy industries such as steel and coal face capacity rationalization. These structural gaps naturally create rotation opportunities. Policy sensitivity. The A-share market is highly responsive to policy signals. A clearly communicated policy focus can catalyze swift repricing in exposed industries. For instance, in early 2025, public materials from the Ministry of Industry and Information Technology and other agencies highlighted solid-state batteries as a key R&D direction. Related names, for example, Haikei Xingyuan Sangsheng shares, saw notable moves on that tailwind. Likewise, the NEV blueprint laid out in 2020 underpinned multi-year industry growth and market performance, funding mix shifts. Institutional participation has been rising, and overseas capital continues to flow in via Stock Connect. These changes in capital structure and flow behavior materially influence rotation patterns and persistence. Empirically, rotation signals have shown promise in China. Using a multidimensional indicator framework, macro, policy, fundamentals, price, volume, and northbound ETF flows, an illustrative backtest over 2017 to 2025 produced strong annualized returns. For example, a sample run showed 32% annualized absolute returns, substantially ahead of the CSI 300 during the same period. Important caveats. Results depend on signal design, data windows, and transaction assumptions. They are not guarantees and should be validated and stress-tested before use. To move from theory to practice, we'll validate these dimensions with live checks. The plan is simple. Extract public policy timelines and sector-specific announcements. Pull high-frequency fundamentals, where available, and price-volume metrics. Compile flow signals, northbound ETF creation, redemption, and relative performance. Build a rotation dashboard, scores by signal bucket, a simple regime map, and a watch list of policy events. We'll start with NEVs as a representative policy plus fundamentals plus flows sector, then glance at artificial intelligence, photovoltaics, and the recovering consumer space to see how the framework generalizes. Next, we will run a few quick checks across several areas to validate these dimensions. Let's validate the framework with new energy vehicles, NEVs, a textbook case where policy support, improving fundamentals, and persistent capital flows intersect. Policy backbone. In October 2020, the State Council released the New Energy Vehicle Industry Development Plan, 2021 to 2035. It set a target for NEVs to reach around 20% of new auto sales by 2025, a milestone already achieved, and articulated a 2035 vision in which pure EVs become mainstream, a share above 50%. This provided a durable multi-year policy anchor. Later, in November 2025, policymakers announced that starting in 2026, the NEV purchase tax would shift from a full exemption to a 50% reduction, signaling a move from broad stimulus toward more selective, technology-focused support. In the terminal, you can retrieve these via policy and regulation search, filter by NEV, and add items to a dated timeline for easy reference, fundamentals, and market behavior. High-frequency public data show monthly NEV sales climbing from under 100,000 units in early 2020 to over 500,000 by late 2021, with year-over-year growth above 100% for many months. Leading players, for example CATL, reported standout results over multiple reporting periods. Now let's check market performance. In the terminal, pull up the Wind NEV Index, code 884,076, WI. Set the window to January 1, 2020 through November 9, 2025, and plot price plus turnover. Over that span, the index rose about 189%, with total turnover around RMB 75.69 trillion and a turnover ratio near 2,512%, a proxy for a very active market and persistent participation. To examine the chain structure, go to Sector Leaders gives Enter, NEV gives Open the Industry Chain gives Set the Start Date to January 1, 2020 gives Click Passenger Vehicles. For a recent microstructure view, navigate to Thematic Stats gives Secondary Market gives Market Gainers and Losers gives Open Hot Sectors Phase Performance. You'll see lithium batteries and phosphorus chemicals within A share new energy chains very active in early November. Flows. Northbound investors steadily added to NEV supply chain leaders, with CATL among the heavy northbound holdings at various points. Major active funds also increased positions. In the terminal, Open Thematic Stats gives Secondary Market gives Stock Connect Stats gives top 10 active names. Select Northbound and review the period from 2020 onward to track net northbound buys for names like CATL and BYD. You can also extract time series via ED for deeper analysis and overlay fund flow data where publicly available. Beyond NEVs, several sectors illustrate the same rotation dynamics. Artificial intelligence. Policy documents and public R&D roadmaps signaled strategic focus. Listed artificial intelligence infrastructure and application names saw cycles of leadership aligned with compute availability, model releases, and procurement headlines. Photovoltaics. Price chains for polysilicon, wafer, module, export orders, and policy queues drove alternating leadership across subsegments. The terminal's commodity and export dashboards help visualize these swings. Consumer recovery. As pandemic effects faded and pro-consumption measures, consumption vouchers, trade-in programs, nighttime economy pilots took hold, the consumer sector rebounded in 2025. Public data on total retail sales show steady year-to-date growth. Contact-heavy categories, restaurants, tourism, entertainment led the recovery, while consumption upgrades favored premium goods. On November 10, 2025, food and beverage recorded a single-day net inflow of around RMB 4.079 billion from major funds, making it a new favorite. Northbound investors also increased holdings in leaders such as Kuaikao Mutai and Wulianji. Technically, the consumer index broke above its long-term downtrend line in early 2025, signaling a potential trend reversal. How to operationalize this in Alice Agent? Spin up a sector rotation agent with a natural language prompt such as build a sector rotation dashboard for NEV, artificial intelligence, PV, and consumer. 1. Compile public policy timelines. 2. Pull high-frequency fundamentals and price volume. 3. Extract northbound and ETF flow signals. 4. Compute relative strength and a simple rotation score. 5. Output a brief with sources and timestamps. The workflow pane will lay out perception, collect and cite, decision, plan diagnostics and thresholds, and action, run, score, and package. You can then iterate, adjust windows, tweak signal weights, add or remove sectors, and rerun in seconds to test sensitivity. Building on that idea, we can turn the concept into a concrete, indicator-driven signal resonance framework for sector rotation and let the agent operationalize it end to end. Here's how we'll proceed in the terminal for a quick demo. First, open the agent and launch the rotation workflow. Second, open the auto-generated word draft and focus on the conclusions it produces. Third, examine how the indicators were assembled and weighted. On the indicator side, especially for the macro fundamentals, the agent layers in a few cycle sensitive signals that help reduce noise and improve timing. In particular, we recommend using the OECD Composite Leading Indicator, CLI, together with a Business Climate or Business Confidence Index. The logic is straightforward. OECD CLI, a normalized lead signal for turning points in the economic cycle. We use its level and month-over-month change and smooth with a short moving average to avoid whipsaws. Business Climate Confidence, a cross-check on corporate sentiment. We watch absolute level, above, below 100 or long-term average and direction. Complementary macro gauges, PMI, manufacturing, services, inflation, CPI, PPI, and policy rate or liquidity proxies, for example, short-term rates or interbank indicators, all pulled from public or terminal sources with timestamps. Operationally, the agent follows three steps. Perception, collect and ground, pull OECD, CLI, business confidence, PMI, CPI, PPI, policy calendars, price, volume for representative sector baskets, and public flow proxies, for example, northbound, ETF, creations, where available. Every series is date-stamped and cited. Decision, normalize and score, transform indicators into standardized Z-scores, apply light smoothing, and compute three composite buckets, fundamentals, macro, liquidity, flows, and technicals, for example, momentum, breadth, volatility regime. The agent then proposes a weighting set you can override and generates a resonance score by combining the buckets. Action, execute, and package. Produce a heat map of sector scores, a regime map, macro phase versus market phase, a short narrative of drivers, and a one-page conclusion with sources and last updated times. Why pair CLI with business climate? In practice, CLI provides early cycle inflection cues, while climate confidence helps filter false positives when expectations diverge from hard data. Used together, they improve the macro sleeve signal quality. The agent will show both series on the same chart, mark crossovers, and annotate key policy events to keep interpretation grounded. Building on this approach, we split sector rotation into two layers, a macro rotation and a tactical rotation, and we adjust between them dynamically to drive better performance. The macro rotation takes 30% of the portfolio and is anchored to the forthcoming 15th five-year plan for the next 5 years. Long-term planning provides the backbone for healthy, durable results, so based on the plan, we group the core industries into four buckets. The tactical rotation takes the remaining 70% and focuses on short-term sector hotspots. In other words, we put more capital into tactical moves for flexibility, while a smaller macro sleeve preserves long-cycle stability. With that structure in place, we then assign dynamic weights across the indicator dimensions. In a bull market, liquidity and flow should carry 45% because flows are the primary driver, while fundamentals take 35% and technicals take 20%. In a bear market, fundamentals should rise to 50% since value matters more, with liquidity at 30% and technicals at 20%. In a range-bound market, the three dimensions remain roughly balanced, each around 30 to 35%. We also adapt to different market stages. Near a market bottom, we raise the weight on fundamentals because valuation is the focus. In the early part of an uptrend, we raise the weight on liquidity since capital is the direct engine of gains. In the late stage of a rally, we raise the weight on technicals because these signals can flag potential tops in advance. On top of that, we tailor the weights to industry characteristics. For cyclical sectors, we increase the fundamentals weight at economic turning points. For growth sectors, we modestly increase the weights on technicals and liquidity. For defensive sectors, we keep the fundamentals weight consistently high. Given today's environment, we see a slow grind bull market. Therefore, our suggested weights are 45% for liquidity and flows, 35% for fundamentals, and 20% for technicals. Translating this into a portfolio, the tactical sleeve, which is 70% of capital, is allocated in a split of 3, 3, 2, and 2 across diversified financials, precious metals, semiconductor products, and non-bank financials. The macro sleeve, which is 30% of capital, buys into 4 long-term themes, namely artificial intelligence and digital transformation, green energy and carbon neutrality, the silver economy and health tech, and biotechnology and precision medicine in a 4-3-2-1 ratio. We only initiate positions after the respective sector has fallen at least 25% from its peak. If that condition is not met, we wait. We complete the buying over a 12-month window. For short-term adjustments, we start the clock from the first purchase. In the tactical sleeve, we take profit and fully exit when the annualized return reaches 20%. In the macro themes, we take profit on the gains portion at 20% while keeping a core position. We then redeploy the realized gains in tranches every 3 months into whichever of the 4 macro themes screens as relatively the most undervalued at that time. Finally, we maintain long-term discipline by keeping the 4 macro themes at the 4-3-2-1 allocation. We rebalance once a year at a fixed time back to the original weights so that the macro and tactical rotations work in tandem and deliver steady, coordinated growth. To wrap up, Alice Agent brings 4 core strengths that speak directly to day-to-day pain points and make frameworks like today's rotation demo practical at scale. At scale, natural conversation that produces structured plans. You create agents and runs through simple dialogue, and Alice turns intent into a stepwise plan what to fetch, how to process it, and how to present results. Because it grounds outputs in cited data, wind as the primary terminal source, plus public materials, you jump straight from question to a professional first draft. Workflow execution for reliability. Beyond chat, predefined workflows keep complex, multi-step jobs stable and auditable. Each step data retrieval, normalization, scoring, attribution, drafting runs in a controlled sequence with logs and checkpoints. This curbs hallucinations at the source and gives decisions defensible support. Multi-format deliverables for real work. Outputs arrive in the formats you actually use: web pages for browsing, Excel, CSV for analysis, Word for memos, and PowerPoint for presentations. Templates carry your preferred sections, executive summary, charts, tables, sources, timestamps, so materials slot directly into meetings and reports. Scheduled automation and hands-free updates. You can set and forget recurring tasks. Alice runs on a calendar, refreshes datasets, regenerates web reports, and pushes updates to subscribed channels, for example, mobile notifications or approved messaging platforms. That turns maintenance into a background process and keeps teams aligned. Around these 4 pillars, Alice adds the operational features professionals expect: parameter locks and versioning for governance, citations and last updated times for audit, shareable agent links for collaboration, and lightweight sensitivity controls, for example, time windows, weight sliders, for quick iteration. Taken together, this forms a comprehensive support system from data processing to
请关注公众号思维纪要社，更多纪要请加V CN2021-0130
final deliverables from single runs to scheduled production. Every step is faster, more consistent, and fully traceable. The bottom line is simple. Alice doesn't replace your expertise, it amplifies it. It helps you think faster, check more angles, and document your reasoning clearly, so you can do more with less while raising the standard of your outputs. In the next segment, we'll move into a live build, setting up the rotation agent with your parameters, scheduling weekly updates, and exporting a presentation-ready brief. All right, that wraps up today's session on Alice Agent. I hope you found it helpful, and I encourage you to try it out and build an Alice Agent of your own.